ABC Radio Australia.
After more than 4 years of campaigning by Vanuatu, the UN has passed a landmark resolution to get the world's top court to consider whether countries have an obligation to fight climate change.
May I take it up? The Assembly decides to adopt draft resolution A/77/M58. It is so decided.
Joining us now on the line from New York, where that vote all took place, is Vanuatu's Prime Minister, Ismail Akalsaka. Congratulations, firstly, and good morning to you, Prime Minister.
Thank you. Good morning to you.
So this is for the first time now, as a result of this resolution, the International Court of Justice will consider the harmful effects of climate change. I mean, it's major news here, Prime Minister. What does this moment mean for you?
Well, it's you know, a massive win for countries feeling the brunt of the effects of you know, natural disaster after disaster, that there can be some resolution upon how we deal with responding to the effects that we're facing as smaller countries, and that the court can clarify what the obligations and duties that arise from those obligations are with countries that are involved in the commission of some of these disasters.
Yes. Sorry. And because I understand that the Court of Justice, as you said, will take a look at whether countries, particularly, I guess, fossil fuel producing countries, have an obligation to limit some of those pollutions, isn't it, Prime Minister, and consider the impact of that pollution on countries like yours, on countries like Vanuatu. Is that right?
That's correct. It's just so that we can have the court ascertain what those responsibilities are. And it's a magnificent win towards that effect.
And you mentioned the disasters and the impact of climate change induced disasters. And I know Vanuatu has really borne the brunt, even as recently as last month. Can you tell me why someone like you, the Prime Minister of a country like Vanuatu, sees the International Court of Justice as having an important role to play in this? Can you tell us about some of the context that your country faces when it comes to climate change disasters?
Well, you know, we get to get the reality of it, and it is very twinning because we suffer economically as well as socially, where it's hard to recover from the natural disasters that affect us these days, because they're of a magnitude that we've never seen before. Because the entire world is supportive of this move, that I believe that the International Court can be emphatic about how we can address and resolve some of these outstanding questions.
And I believe now that the UN has made this resolution, as you said, it's up to the International Court, the ICJ, to now consider the harmful effects of climate change. What outcome do you hope it will have? What do you hope their advisory opinion will actually say about climate change?
Well, we're not trying to blame anyone, but we're trying to ensure that countries understand that they have legal responsibilities to each other. And we live in the same world, and when harm comes in one country's way and it is affected by some of the disturbances that are caused by some of these countries, then they must feel some responsibility to react and to respond to resolve some of these issues that affect the countries like ours.
And Prime Minister, it was amazing to see the number of countries at the United Nations supporting, I guess, Vanuatu's bid. Vanuatu has really been the leader of this bid since 2019. I played a clip from the UN earlier before this interview, but before that, they were reading out the list of countries, and it was just amazing. Even countries that you wouldn't expect, like Saudi Arabia, fossil fuel reliant countries, had put their support behind this. And then you have celebrities like Jane Fonda, who I understand was also part of the support in before the UN vote actually happened. Why do you think so many countries, so many people supported this bid from Vanuatu to get ICJ to look at climate change?
Well, because the question is real, and the experiences are vivid. And we, as responsible leaders and celebrities and human beings alike, we have a responsibility to our future generations. And I believe this is what's pulling countries to bring them to the table and getting them to express conscionable attitudes towards trying to address what it is that is causing this crisis.
Now, Prime Minister, you've been leader of Vanuatu for a few months now, but this bid, I guess, has been stretched for since 2019, so the last 4 years. What challenges have been faced maybe in the last few months with you and your government in getting this, this support for this ICJ bid, or even earlier? Were there challenges getting this up? How did it all happen?
Well, we've been very fortunate because of just the interest of countries to co-sponsor the resolution, as well as there's a core group that's been sitting and going through the legal issues and making sure that like when you have bloc countries like the European Union, CARICOM, when they're there, they rally around the other countries that they help us to speak to other countries, and it's the momentum has just grown from there on. So we're extremely grateful to the entire world today, because finally we can have something done towards addressing the whole issue.
And the big question, I know, in the lead up to this resolution was if world powers like the United States and China would support the resolution. Did they end up coming to the table?
Well, what happened today doesn't really show whether they didn't come to the table at all. We're hopeful that there can be some pragmatic resolutions and some of the realization that countries that are emitting more should now give proper consideration to their responsibilities to other countries in the world.
I understand this advisory opinion from the ICJ won't be legally binding. Is that right, Prime Minister? Why, if that's the case, if it isn't like legally binding, why does it still matter?
Well, it matters because the whole world realizes that it matters, and the collective effort of the entire countries of this world demonstrates to us an interest in having this issue resolved. So that's the breath of fresh air for us.
Yes. And this has been quite a centerpiece in, I guess, Vanuatu's foreign relations for quite some time now. What's next? Are you looking as leader of Vanuatu to take on another world issue like this? Do you have another ambition ahead of you?
Well, the Pacific have embarked upon we're talking about a fossil fuels treaty, and it's the beginnings of the workings of how it'll unfold. But yes, this is one of the matters that Vanuatu has taken interest upon, as well as the effect of the ecocide ramifications of what's happening, also that's energized Vanuatu to join the bandwagon and pushing some of these issues to the forefront.